This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The race against time to find a submersible that disappeared on its way to the Titanic wreckage site entered a new phase of desperation Thursday morning. Remote-operated robots that are typically used for undersea exploration will now be used for the critically hope to find any hope to find the Titan. Dr. Katie Croft Bell, president of the Ocean Discovery League, tells the Associated Press ROVs are essential to the search and rescue mission.
It's really the only way you're going to be able to recover anything from the deep sea floor, and the only way that you can see the deep sea floor live in real time. So these vehicles have cameras, they have other sensors on them, and they're connected via a cable back up to the ship.
The Titan lost contact with its support vessel nearly 2 hours after it submerged Sunday morning. Based on its 96-hour capacity, rescue crews have until early Thursday morning to pull the Titan to the surface before its air supply runs out if the vessel has not already suffered catastrophic damage. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war against Ukraine. The new sanctions target countries where businesses have used loopholes in previous sanctions to continue to trade with Russia. The new sanctions are aimed at keeping key war-related materials and goods from reaching Russia via nations that trade with the EU, but have also maintained a business-as-usual relationship with Moscow. U.S. journalist Evan Gerskovich appeared before court in Moscow Thursday in a new appeal against his pretrial detention on charges of espionage. The 31-year-old Gerskovich was arrested in March and accused by Russia's FSB security service of collecting military secrets. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi are making the state visit of the Indian leader by announcing several major deals between the two countries. Biden and Modi on Thursday are launching new partnerships in defense, semiconductor manufacturing, and other sectors. The leaders of the world's two biggest democracies are looking to strengthen the crucial but complicated relationship between their countries. But as Mr. Biden celebrates Modi, human rights advocates and some U.S. lawmakers are questioning the decision to offer the high honor to a leader whose nine-year tenure has been marked by a backslide in political, religious, and press freedoms. The European Union has summoned the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo for emergency talks on Thursday to try to bring an end to a series of violent clashes near their border that is fueling fears of a return to open conflict. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said, while speaking in Brussels, about what needs to be done.
We call on all parties to de-escalate and return immediately to the EU-facilitated dialogue. This is key for lasting security in Kosovo and stability in the region.
Stoltenberg spoke at a joint briefing with President of Montenegro, Jakov Miladinovic. He praised the role Montenegro plays in promoting peace in the Western Balkans. A law that will ban abortion pills in the western U.S. state of Wyoming is set to take effect on July 1st, but it faces a major legal challenge. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Two nonprofit organizations in Wyoming, including a Casper abortion clinic, and four women, including two obstetricians, sued to stop Wyoming from curbing access to abortion pills. Today, Teton County Judge Melissa Owens will hear arguments about what should happen as the lawsuit plays out. While other states have instituted broad abortion bans, Wyoming is the first state to specifically ban abortion pills. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in April that access to one of the two pills, mifepristone, may continue while litigants try to overturn the Food and Drug Administration's approval of it. I'm Donna Warder.
A U.S. Senate subcommittee is asking executives from the PGA Tour, Saudi Golf Interest, and LIV Golf to testify as Congress investigates the shocking business deal that upended the sport. Senator Richard Blumenthal announced Wednesday that the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations would hold a hearing July 11th to examine the PGA Tour's agreement to merge with Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund and the European Tour. Diane Roberts.